Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Hello, and welcome to the latest edition of the podcast known as Word Games. I'm Steven.
And I'm Rebecca.
And it's Tongue Twister Tuesday, although this podcast may or may not air on an actual Tuesday. And so we're going to do a tongue twister here that I just made up, inspired by the show that we were just watching. Rebecca doesn't know any of this. This is all a surprise to her. But the tongue twister is Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway.
Oh my gosh. What?
Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway.
Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway.
It might not be that difficult. I don't know.
Oh, I think it is for me. Yes.
It's very easy to say at a normal...
Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway.
Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. I think this is actually going to be pretty easy.
I am going to struggle.
Okay. Well, let's...
Let's look at this time.
No, I need to pull up a separate timer. It just makes it easier. All right. So...
My goodness.
Are you ready? You all ready for this? Dun, dun, dun. No, just kidding. We don't want a copyright violation. All right, ready?
Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. Okay, go.
Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. All right, and go. Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. 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 Hank Hill has his head in heaven's hallway. Hank Hill hangs 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 his head in heaven's hallway. So, I think I was getting the hang of it there toward the end.
I don't think so.
It's a little more difficult than I thought. Once you start picking up the speed, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready? And go.
Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway.
Faster.
Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in hallway. Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's 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 hallway.
All right, that's 30 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
So, just a couple stray observations. So, at one point you said Hank Hill hangs his head in Hank's hallway. And then another time you just said like Hank and Hank and Hank and Hank and or something like that. which was good.
The brain like gets stuck in these loops where it can't. It doesn't know what to do, and it can't get itself straightened out.
Yeah, you know, someday AI are going to be a thing, and they're going to be able to just spout crap like this off, like, a million times a second, and, like, tongue twisters will not... Like, it'll be, like, the tongue twisters will be, like, oh, like, AI will, like AI kids will, like, get together and, like, hang out and be, like, oh, I heard this cool thing, tongue twister, it's Hank Hill hangs his head in heaven's hallway. It's like, can you say it 5 trillion times fast? And then the other AI kid will be, like, I don't know, that's pretty fast. It's like, well, try...
What are you talking about?
AI?
Artificial children?
Intelligence. Well, yeah, because they're going to, like, replace humans, so they'll be, like, baby AI.
They will never be babies. They will always be.
No, they'll
be... They will be created, but not as babies.
No, there'll be baby AIs, and then there'll be adults.
Why would they know everything?
No, because the babies won't know everything. They'll have to mature into adult AIs.
But you don't... People don't make baby computers that develop into normal computers.
Yeah, they do.
like, you well, don't like, buy a like, baby desktop computer and help it grow.
No, but also a desktop computer isn't an AI. Like, if you're talking about machine learning, it has to start somewhere, and then it learns, and it matures, and...
So, but it seems like there'd be extra work going into making it a baby. As opposed to just, like...
How dare you question my belief in AI babies? AI babies, they're cute as a button can be.
We need to put AI babies on, like, t-shirts. And just, like, market the whole, like, AI baby.
AI babies, patent pending. Copyright 2019, Stephen and Rebecca.
No.
Nobody is allowed to steal our AI babies idea. If you do, we're going to come sue you, so back off.
He is not joking. I'm just kidding.
You're not joking.
Should the logo be more of a human baby, or should it look more like a...
Like it should be circuits. A human baby made out of ones and zeros, matrix style.
So like an actual picture face of the baby?
An AI baby. Just picture an AI baby. Whatever picture you see in your head, that's our t-shirt.
Well, I picture this tiny little like jelly blob sitting with huge eyes and it's wearing a diaper.
That's a human baby. I'm talking about an AI no, baby.
No, it's purple and it just looks like a little potato. And it's got huge eyes.
No, you're thinking of a potato.
No.
I'm thinking of an AI baby.
That's what I'm picturing, with little, like, circuit jelly in its body.
The hell is circuit jelly? That's just something you made up. That's not a thing. Circuit jelly?
It doesn't look like anything I've ever seen before. And it certainly doesn't look like a human baby. So that's what we're putting on our t-shirts.
No, it looks like a potato. That's what you said. Like
a see-through purple jelly potato.
Okay, so Rebecca wants to make t-shirts with a potato on them that say AI babies. I want to make t-shirts that have AI babies on them that say AI babies. But we'll see. We'll see whose vision wins out.
Vote. Vote.
Oh, yeah. Go to our website, www.wedonthaveawebsite.com/takeourpollonaibabies.net/this-poll-doesn't-exist. And take our poll and vote for either A, AI baby t-shirts.
Written in binary.
Yeah. Or B, potato baby AI t-shirt babies.
That's the best one.
With potato eyes.
Purple.
And it's purple, I guess. What?
Nothing.
No, what did you say?
I said you're so mean to me.
I'm not mean to you. Just because you think that an AI baby is a potato.
See-through jelly circuit. See-through purple potato with big eyes.
A see-through purple potato with big eyes. That's Rebecca's vision of the future. The future will be filled with purple potato jelly
circuit
baby AI purple potatoes. Just let's just take this down to its to its most basic part. Rebecca believes that the future is purple potatoes.
Oh, there's a tongue twister. Purple potato. There's more there.
No, that's for next week. All right, we gotta go. Bye.